Début du dialogue 9.
I've just been listening to a presentation of a brilliant new idea to promote good causes. It's an idea that's got the potential to generate millions of pounds for charity.
To me, that sounds too good to be true, but I don't want to dampen your enthusiasm. Do carry on.
A young researcher at Oxford University has launched an organisation called 80,000 Hours. He chose that name for his organisation because the average time each one of us spends working in his lifetime comes out at 80,000 hours.
OK, but that doesn't sound a particularly brilliant new idea.
Of course not. That much is obvious. The idea of his I Find Brilliant is a new conception of ethical careers. He wants to encourage people to choose careers that maximise the difference they can make.
You mean choosing careers in charity work? That doesn't sound very new either.
But his idea is that you should choose a career where you earn a lot of money in order to make a big difference. Banking, for example.
You must be joking. Making a packet of money in banking would certainly make a big difference to the man's lifestyle. He'd really be able to live it up. But where does charity come into it?
It's professional philanthropy. It means deliberately pursuing a lucrative career and donating a large proportion of your earnings to good causes. This would have a much greater impact than careers we traditionally consider ethical. If you work as the employee of a charity, you're just another charity worker. But as a banker, your high earnings would enable you to make donations to finance the pay of several charity workers. It's a way of leveraging your talents.
So people should choose occupations where they could maximise their earning power and so be able to donate large amounts of money to charity?
Exactly. And money is flexible. It can be moved to better causes as they come along. But experience as a charity worker is specific and often non-transferable. Another advantage is that the ethical banker would replace a banker who would keep all his money to himself. This means the ethical banker would make a difference in more ways than one.
You don't seriously believe that bankers are going to give away their money, do you? They may say so to start with, but they'll get a taste for an extravagant lifestyle.
But do you realise just how much money we're talking about here? You can make ridiculously large amounts of money when you're in a high-earning career. A banker might earn £6 million over a 30-year career. If he kept only half of his annual income, he'd still be incredibly well off. But the money he donated to charity would be enough to employ several doctors in the developing world, or even to set up a new charity.
But a so-called professional philanthropist might not be able to handle a career in banking. He wouldn't want to spend his whole life working on something he didn't care about. And banking is a cutthroat world. His rivals in banking aren't going to make life easy for someone who claims he's a professional philanthropist. They could take that as indirect criticism of their own lifestyles and do all they could to trip him up.
But it could be argued that if banks have done bad things, it's because bankers had huge egos and only thought about themselves. If people who care about their impact on others are encouraged to become bankers, a broken system could be put right. These banker philanthropists could also build a network to support each other. And after making a public pledge to have a high-impact ethical career, there's little risk of them being corrupted by the system.
The philosophy sounds eminently praiseworthy, but I'm not so sure it's realistic to expect people to honour their pledge and give away these huge amounts of money.
I've got confidence in human nature, and people who make a public choice to give most of their money to charity are sending a powerful message that they reject the culture of greed. That message might encourage other people to follow their lead.
Fin du dialogue 9.